Hello and welcome to the Avanti Entrepreneur Show. I am Dave Mamano, your host, and we are here to help achievers, business owners, and leaders in Rochester move forward. That's what Avanti means in Italian, and that's what we're here to do for you today. And I have to tell you, I have a great guest to be able to help you move forward. He's not only a solid person of integrity, but he's such a great Rochester business story again and again. And so I'm very excited to introduce the one and only Keith Williams. Keith, how are you doing?
Doing great, Dave, and thanks for having me today. I'm really excited about talking with you.
I am so excited to have you here. So Keith, I'm going to read your bio because it's so impressive, and then we're going to dig behind the curtain a little bit to learn even more about you.
Sure.
How does that sound?
That sounds great.
All right, very good. So Keith's role with a newer company. When did you start the company?
So the company's been around since, it's a little over a year.
Okay.
And I was able to join in May. So I've been here since May 1st of this year.
All right, very cool. And so it's got a really cool name. I'm kind of just ad-libbing your bio here a little bit. But I want to say Consilarium, because that's my Italian, the Consigliere, right?
Correct.
You say the Consilarium Group.
Consilarium Group.
Right. And explain to me the Latin root of that word.
One of the things we wanted to have is a name that people would talk about, and we wanted some meaning to the name. And one of the things we yearn to be when we are marketing for clients is we want to become their trusted advisor. So Consilarium in Latin means trusted advisor, and that's our goal, is to, for customers we have today, to continue to be their trusted advisor. And for prospects out there that we might not work with yet, our goal is to become their trusted advisor.
Right. And so if anybody, we were talking before, if anybody's seen The Godfather.
Correct.
Right. The fourth adopted son kind of thing, Tom Hagen, right? And he was the family consigliere, right? Which is in Italian was the trusted advisor to the family, right?
Correct.
So, yep.
Our tactics are a little different, but we do want to become your trusted advisor.
There's no murder involved with your company. I love
that. That we're aware of.
That you're aware of. That's what you know about. So I will continue with your bio here. So you're executing the firm's overall vision and strategies along with the relationship management of clients. Keith is responsible for implementing business development initiatives as well as identifying and developing strategic relationships with alliance partners and customers. Keith works closely with clients to develop and implement and negotiate and maintain a customized employee benefits program that meets each client's needs. Keith has over 30 years of experience in employee benefits, consulting, sales, and leadership. He's a strong negotiation, relationship builder, and strategic thinker. Keith started his career at Guardian Life Insurance Company, where he spent 4 years in human resources and then 10 years as regional sales director. In 1998, he left Guardian and co-founded Providium Consulting Group, which later was purchased by Arthur G. Gallagher, where he served as chairman for the Upstate New York region. Most recently, Keith worked for the Summit Federal Credit Union as their director of business development. Keith is very active in the community, serving on the boards of the YMCA and Fellowship of Christian Athletics, FCA. And he also volunteers at Fairport High School as varsity football coach and leadership speaker. He received a BS degree in business administration with a concentration in human resource management from West Virginia University, with a concentration in marketing from Wilkes University. That's your MBA, right?
Yep. Correct, MBA. Yeah.
So very good. So awesome, awesome bio. You're definitely squeezing the juice out of life, Keith. It's a great, great life so far, it seems like.
Well, the way I've always I get that from my family, my mother and father and my grandparents, that they've always taught me that we get one lap. God gives us one lap, and some choose to run it, and others choose not to. I want to run the lap I'm given and as best I can with a lot of good people and support around me.
That's great. So, Keith, tell me about the company. What are you guys doing?
So this is a group that I've known for most of the folks over a decade, all of the folks over a decade, and one, Amy Luft, close to two decades. This was a group that was with me at Providium, my core group of folks that were over there, some of my core group. And, you know, once we sold Providium, which was a great firm, Arthur J. Gallagher bought us 9 years ago. I tell people, if you're an entrepreneur and you have passion and enthusiasm, when when you're purchased and you go corporate, I liken it to an Alka-Seltzer tablet. So you put the tablet in the first year, you know, you're still excited.
Things are bubbling.
Yep, the passion's still there, the enthusiasm to show up still there. Right. But each year that goes on, for me, I'm just speaking for me, the passion and enthusiasm, and that's what really drives my motor, what was not there. Nothing that the old firm did, but it was just something inside of me. And so we formed Consilarium, similar business to what we used to do. We honored our contractual obligations to the old firm, and we're not only do I get to build a business with some of, I think, the best people in their specialties, but I get to build it with some really good people, dear friends, that we're going to get to hopefully have success together, God willing, for many years to come.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like, I mean, you were, you know, you started the company entrepreneur through and through, and once you taste that, you know, I'll say Kool-Aid, it's hard to work for somebody else, right? So, like you said, good people over at Gallagher, but you became unemployable to some extent, right?
and it was nothing that Gallagher did. It was it's a mindset. So it's like being a parent. When you're a parent, there's no greater joy and stress and all worry and all the different things. This is a business is like a child almost. And when you've had that joy, you want to keep that. At least I did, and that's why we formed. So prior to Providium, I had been a partner in another firm, Upstate Administrative Services, which was a TPA, a third-party administration firm in Syracuse that we ended up selling. So this would be my third business that I'm in, and this is the one. So I have a gentleman in my life who is 82 years old. His name's John Paganelli, JP he's referred to, and he's been a mentor of mine and a dear friend and a business associate. And he's still working. He's still on boards. He's very active. And I looked at JP and I said, you know, sort of that's my true north, if you will. And I like the way he lives his life.
Yeah.
He's a good father. Yeah. He's a great grandfather. He stays active in the community. He's still in business. He has a purpose when he gets up in the morning.
Yeah.
And this will be a business that I will build with my teammates and partners, and we have no plans to sell.
Right.
We want to enjoy this together and serve our customers and serve the community of Rochester and work as long as I can.
Yeah, so John Paganelli really has been a good mentor.
No doubt about it.
Yeah.
And John is very skilled. He was former CEO of First Transamerica. He's run a successful financial planning firm. He's owned hotels and car dealers, and he's a very strong business person, self-made from Albion, New York. And I like that about, I've always really respected the folks that have come up through the ranks and made it on their own. And he's got a humility about him, and just he's willing to mentor people like myself, and he has for 30 years. So he's been a big part of my success.
I think he's got room for one more Italian guy named Dave.
No doubt about it. He would. We'll try to get you on the will. I've been trying.
Mano Paganelli. Yeah, come on. He'll love me.
I think we can do that.
He'll love me. Hey, Keith, we got to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Fox News' Tim Shalhoub takes on the news stories of the day with comedic insight. Weekdays from 3 to 6 on WOKR.
Hey, folks. Dave Mamano here, host of Avanti Entrepreneur Radio. I'm here to welcome a new sponsor to my show. It's One Down Consulting. A friend of mine, Ron Willie, owns the company. And, you know, I look back at when I started in sales and I had a Rolodex and a phone. And we all have access today to the best sales and marketing technology, but most of us are not using it effectively. And let's face it, the companies that leverage technology will outmarket and outsell their competitors. If you need help with all of this technology to make sure you're maximizing your sales and marketing efforts with technology, then Ron Willie and One Down Consulting is your partner. They can really make sure that you are maximizing your sales and marketing technology strategy, your sales process, your marketing and sales alignment. They have implementation of tools for marketing automation, Salesforce automation, CRM, and so much more. I really encourage you to go to onedownconsulting.com to learn more, and or just reach out to me and I'll connect you.
Think of everything you do to provide for your family. A home, food on the table, healthcare, vacations, and saving for your kids' education. It's all good as long as you're alive. But it's only a drop in the bucket of what they'll need if you die without life insurance. Buying term life insurance is not something you can afford to put off. Call the Term Lifeline now for the lowest possible rates on quality term life insurance. Term life rates are at all-time lows, and we can save you up to 70%. If you already have coverage, you could be paying too much. One call could save you thousands of dollars. We have great rates for smokers, too, or if you have health problems. Providing for today is good, but it's not enough if you die prematurely. Call the Term Lifeline today for a free quote. Protect your family and see if you could save up to 70%.
800-430-1481. 800-430-1481. 800-430-1481. That's 800-430-1481.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-219-8332. 800-219-8332. 800-219-8332. That's 800-219-8332.
Finally, a radio station for conversation. 1310 WOKR.
All right, we are back with the About the Entrepreneur Show, where we are here to help you move forward with your life, your business, your goals, your dreams. I have a great, great business leader here in Rochester today, Keith Williams. Keith, thank you so much for what you've shared so far, and it's just the tip of the iceberg. I think what I'm most interested in having you on the show about is not only what you do with your business, maybe we could tell people a little bit more about that, but I'm really enamored with just who you are as a person, your principles, your values, your integrity, your drive. You're always upbeat. I imagine you're driving home to Tony Robbins cassettes or something, or not cassettes. I'm showing my age, but maybe Bluetoothing it, right?
Zig Ziglar.
So literally, what do you guys sell? Insurance products, health related insurance products, right?
So we're an employee benefit consulting firm, full consulting firm. So what that means is most of our client, our target market, Dave, would be 25 employees on up, typically to 1,000 employees. So we do a lot of work with all different types of businesses, from manufacturing shops to colleges to engineering firms to nonprofits.
Yeah.
And we manage there and help them manage their employee benefits. So medical is the number one driver because that's the biggest cost.
Yeah.
But dental, 401k, life insurance, disability products, voluntary products.
So you'll be the company that recommends, should they have Excellus, should they have MVP, should they have X life insurance, et cetera. So you'll like you said, you'll be their trusted advisor.
Correct.
In aggregating, delivering what you feel is the best fit for their needs.
Correct. And then we help communicate those plans once they're selected. So we negotiate on their behalf to the insurance marketplace. We install and implement those plans. We educate the employee base at these companies. We make sure they're compliant from a legal standpoint.
Yeah.
We help in technology issues. We also help in any type of human resource issues. We have partners that we would team up with in those areas. We try to find, we're more of an unbundled approach. What I mean by that is that we don't pretend to be an expert in all areas. You can't be.
Yeah.
We're very good at what we do in the insurance advisory space. But if it's a technology need or a compliance issue or leadership or things of that nature, we try to team up with people that do that and bring the resources to our customers.
Yeah.
And it's been a pretty good recipe for a number of years.
That's great. That's great. So I want to just understand a little bit more, and you don't have to give away your secret sauce or trade secrets, I guess, right? But there's a lot of companies doing what you're doing.
Correct.
Right? And don't take this the wrong way. I'm not saying it's not a sexy business, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, there's not, you know, like there's LA Law and CSI. You know, is there going to be, you know, a Rochester, broker on TV? Probably not, right? So what do you do to breathe life and customize and make this business, full of life and full of, I'll say, not make it a commodity for the customers that you're calling on, mm-hmm. so that they say, oh, actually, God, I want to talk to Keith. I'm excited to talk to Keith, right? How do you do that?
Well, the no one that I'm aware of in my business, when they were younger or in college, wanted to grow up to sell health insurance.
Right.
I mean, that's not – I didn't think that's
– Hey, Johnny, what are you going to do when you grow up?
I want to go sell health insurance. Right. but here's why I show up engaged and ready to go most days. It all starts with the customers that I get to deal with. I get to deal with some of the best in the employee benefit field. Like you, Dave, you get to work with business owners every day.
Yeah.
Entrepreneurs, CEOs, we're in the same business. I'm selling insurance, you're doing other services for the folks and helping them and mentoring them and teaching them and networking with them. What I get to do is I get to meet with some of the best CEOs, business owners, VPs of HR, CFOs, some of the brightest people in and around the state.
Yeah.
And I get to help them try to solve this healthcare problem,
right.
which is it's a national problem, it's a regional problem.
Yeah.
What I mean by problem, the cost spiraling,
The
shifting of costs to the employees through premium, through high deductibles, co-insurances. So we're trying to solve a really tough issue.
Yeah.
So it's not hard to get someone to pick up the phone and talk to you about that, but everybody sort of is, a lot of folks are selling the same message.
Yeah.
We try to do things differently. With respect to things other than product, insurance product. Mm-hmm. That could be education, wellness, technology, communication, and then the design of insurance risk and trying to help them with that. What gets me up every morning is I get to work with a lot of great partners here at Consilarium.
Yeah.
I have a group that I've known for decades. I have some clients that I've been privileged with being able to be their trusted advisor for decades.
Right, yeah.
I love to compete, so it's a very competitive marketplace.
The football coach in you, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a Steel Town kid from Pennsylvania, Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, I'm proud of, and I talk about it all the time. People get so sick of hearing about it, but that's my DNA.
Yeah.
So I was raised on football fields and wrestling mats as a kid.
Right.
And I like
that movie in the 80s with Tom Cruise?
Risky
was All the Right Moves?
All the Right Moves in Pittsburgh. So that was
Western was you, right?
PA. No, I wish. We wouldn't be talking if I was that guy. But it was a great place to grow up for a lot of reasons. The people of integrity, the work ethic of these towns, the steel towns.
Yeah.
Just sports taught me competition.
Blues, yeah.
Teamwork. I learned teamwork from sports. That's why I do coach. So I've coached for 15, 16 years at all levels in Fairport and a couple years down at Red Jacket down in Shortsville, from the junior peewee to varsity.
Yeah.
And the reason I coach, people say, what position do you coach? And I tell people life.
Yeah. Oh, I like that.
So I want to impart with the kids. I didn't play college football. I'm not some superstar. Mm-hmm. But if I can help a young guy, understand that, you know, if you can take what you're learning on the football fields and in the weight rooms and on the off-season training and that perseverance and persistency, that's what's going to make you successful in life.
Yeah.
And so that's why I coach and that's why I'm in business. I could be in any business other than insurance, and I would probably like the same things. It's about people. It's about solving problems.
Yeah.
It's about doing it the right way, and it's about just showing up every day and knowing that when I put that key in the door, you know, it's showtime. I got to do this. It's some nights it's nerve-wracking. As you know, Dave, you've been a business owner for many years.
Yeah.
It's not for the meek and mild. Everybody thinks entrepreneurship is really sexy. Until they do it.
It's not sexy waking up at 3 in the morning worrying about payroll, right?
Yeah, and asking your wife saying, you know, when are we going to take a paycheck? And, you know, I've been there. I've done that. But, you know, I wouldn't rather – I tell my son and my daughter Ryan and Mary-Kate all the time that if I'm going to bet on somebody, I'd like to bet on myself and my team because I have a little – you know, we don't own anything. We don't control everything, obviously. Mm-hmm. But you do own your effort, your attitude, and who you choose to enjoy the journey with.
Right.
And so choose wisely.
Yeah.
And so that's what I've been blessed with. And that all came from my parents and grandparents.
Yeah.
And some good teachers and coaches that I've had over the years.
Right. Well, so you probably know Jim Rohn, the famous business philosopher that passed away years ago. I think he said something like, you're the combination of the five people that you hang out the most with, right? That you spend the most time with. So very true. You know, I mean, they say you want to fly with the eagles, stop hanging out with the turkeys, right?
Correct. So. Well, and people, I read, so there, one of the early readings that, I'd read some books as a young kid, even in high school. I was reading Dale Carnegie.
Yeah.
And Business Bios, Lee Iacocca, who's from
the Lehigh Valley. Oh, my God. I read all three of those books.
Yeah, Lee Iacocca. I mean, he was our hero because he was from the Lehigh Valley.
Yeah.
He rose up the ranks at Chrysler, and he was at Bethlehem Steel. And but one of the books that really helped me was Stephen Covey's Seven Habits of Highly Effective People.
Mm-hmm.
And what really helped me was realize that coming out of college, that was the Gordon Gekko days. So that was when Wall Street, the first Wall Street, was out there. And
greed is good.
and you know, I thought it was all about making money and just being successful in business.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's not a successful man or woman. Success is being well-balanced. Success is being a good father. Success is being a good community member. Success is being a good business person.
Yeah.
Success is taking care of your mind and body and soul.
Right.
And you know, I learned that over many years, and quite frankly, a lot of years of not doing that and only doing one thing or two things well.
Right.
A well-balanced person, I believe, is going to be way more successful and happier than just always in one quadrant. And that book really helped me with that.
Well, it's funny you say that. I just had Phil Picard on the show from GRB Bank, and we talked about that a truly successful business owner, entrepreneur, has three check marks, right? So, of course, business success. But you want to get home, and you want to check that mark where you have healthy relationships with your family, right? Healthy relationship with your spouse. Your kids are healthy, you know, mental, physical, well-functioning little young adults in the making. And then your own wellness, you know? I mean, how many people you look at that they're very successful business owners, but you look at them and say, my gosh, this guy can have a heart attack tomorrow.
Correct.
Or, you know, he's been divorced three times and his kid's on drugs. I mean, so that's tough stuff.
Yeah.
And anybody, any entrepreneur looking back to say, okay, yeah, I made $1 billion, but, you know, I'm have wicked high blood pressure or my family's not doing well. That's going to be a tough thing, right? You know, so I look at, I try to look at the well-rounded entrepreneur, making sure that, you know, they're home for dinner. Mm-hmm. And like you, they're on the sidelines watching the game. And very, very important to, I think, as entrepreneurs, good lesson is it's not only about the bottom line. I mean, it's certainly important, but you want to look at the other aspects of your life as well. So
no doubt about it. I mean, you look at Steve Jobs as one of the most powerful stories of that, what you're talking about.
Yeah.
He was a genius. He built this great company.
Yeah.
But he was, in all other areas of his life, not really successful.
Right.
Wasn't a great husband. Wasn't a great friend. Wasn't a great father.
Yeah.
Because he was consumed by one quadrant.
And
And that's, I've seen a lot of people that do that, and that's not really, not that I'm some great person or a saint, but I've always been, one of my greatest strengths has always been able to connect with good people and learn from those good people.
Yeah. You're massively handsome. I mean, that helps, you know.
Well, that's why I'm glad you have me on the radio so your guests don't have to see that.
He's got a great face for radio, folks, let me tell you.
Exactly. But learning from people, one of the things that I've always done, and you're like this, Dave, I know you, I've known you for a lot of years, is I love to network with good people.
Yeah.
It's easier to keep moving forward when you're on the path with people that are trying to move forward.
Right.
Whether you're at the YMCA or you're at a golf event, you're trying to be a better golfer, golf with better golfers. You want to be a better business person.
Yeah.
Go pick out the winners that are doing it.
Yeah.
And so I've always done that in my career, and it's paid really huge dividends. So I don't have to read the whole novel.
Right.
I can get the cliff notes from people that have a lot of wisdom.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Yeah. What are your personal habits for success? You're obviously in shape. If if you were looking at Keith right now, listeners, he's looking svelte. There's no doubt. I know how old you are. You're a touch older than me, but I'm
thinking gonna be 56 in a
56.
Weeks.
So yeah. I'm 48, and I assure you that Keith can kick my butt. So I'll give you that.
I don't know about that. So. You're in great shape.
We talked about when I was interviewing Phil Pecora. We talked about Phil Saunders, the GRB chair, and also so many other businesses. Great entrepreneur in Rochester.
Self-made.
One of the best. Self-made, right? Talk about grit. Guy's 80.
Yeah.
And we were joking, and we weren't joking, though, that he could probably kick all of our butts at the same time, right? Yeah. So
success is a habit. So that's you can't. You have to make time for yourself. Back to what we were just talking about.
Yeah.
So I'm a very routine oriented person. Yeah. Some people, say
get your regiment.
You're like military or a rain man. A little bit of that. I do. I'm a little bit of a. But here's it. It's worked for me.
Yeah.
So I have routines that I in the morning I try to start early.
What time do you start?
I'll get up around 5:30.
Okay.
And then that first hour. I'm reading. I'm looking at different insurance sites or business sites, and I'm trying to look at my day, return some emails.
Yeah.
I read the stuff. I love motivational quotes.
Right.
Motivational. My dad used to say, God bless him, my dad just passed this summer.
Ah, sorry.
And he was going to be 84. Great man.
Yeah.
But he used to mock me. When I was that guy, when I first came out of college, I had a cassette deck. Little Honda Accord, and I used to listen to Zig Ziglar.
Right.
Yes, You Can tapes.
Yep. I saw Zig live, too.
He's unbelievable.
Yep.
And my dad used to say, why you listen to that BS?
Mm.
It's just a bunch of – he was a CPA. My dad was a smart finance guy.
Yeah.
And I said, Dad, it's not BS if you believe it.
Yeah.
And I've always – so in the morning I start with trying to get my mind right. Feed it good information.
Right.
Positive information.
Yeah.
And then I do my business day. I try to always during the week get involved in some community related activity, whether it's a board, one of the board activities I'm going to do, or during football season, coaching.
Mm-hmm.
And then I always try to end my day a couple days a week at the Y.
Yeah.
So I go to the East Side Y. I love the going to the Y for a lot of reasons.
Mm-hmm.
One, to do some physical activity, but it's just a social place.
Yeah.
I think nowadays people are so busy in neighborhoods, people are pulling in, they're closing their garage door. There's no people out in the neighborhood like there when we grew up and on the front porch. And the Y gives me that feeling of neighborhood. So so I try to do those things, and I read all the time. I try to read a book or two a month.
Wow, good
and
for
I
you.
Try to read on all different topics. Before, when I was younger, it was all business.
Yeah.
Now it's business, leadership, history.
Yeah.
Spiritual
biographies,
all different types of things.
Cool. Hey, Keith, we're going to take another quick break and we'll be right back.
Fox News' Tim Shalhoub takes on the news stories of the day with comedic insight. Weekdays 3 to 6 on WOKR.
The Military Exchange in Canandaigua, New York. Your one stop shop for all your family's Halloween needs. But can you get an outfit out of the costume Nazi? I don't think so. The spirit said, you gotta give him a good reason. What could you be from an Army-Navy store? Drill instructor, ranger, marine commando, special ops operator, pilot, zombie Amelia Earhart, bandito, the other guy, border guard, get it? Tanker, Jill Valentine, Resident Evil, sailor, flight suit, prisoner, Leatherface, Top Gun, Goose and Maverick, Dead Goose. Yeah, I said that. Post-apocalyptic family, Big Boss, Metal Gear, Dictator, we have the cigars for it. Guyer, Street Fighter, Iron Mike's, MX.com, The Military Exchange Talk Show on YouTube. See our Halloween video at The Military Exchange in Canandaigua, New York.
The Home Depot presents this Sports Flash powered by SB Nation Radio on 1310 WOKR. On the ice this weekend, the Buffalo Sabres lost to the San Jose Sharks 3-2. Buffalo's now 3-7-2 on the year, and they are at Arizona in their next game. No Syracuse football this weekend. They had a bye, but a big win for the Buffalo Bills yesterday in the NFL over the Oakland Raiders. 34-14, LeSean McCoy gathers 151 yards on the ground on 27 carries, 5.6 yards per carry, and a touchdown. Tyrod Taylor at quarterback, just 7 incomplete passes. And they stifle an Oakland offense, which has been struggling so far this year after being so dynamic last year. Buffalo is now 5-2. Giants had the week off with a bye. Jets lose to the Falcons 25-20 yesterday. More saving, more doing at the Home Depot. I'm Matt Harab on 1310 WOKR.
Need a new heating system? Let the Home Depot do it for you. Our licensed professionals will do the job right. And now get up to $1,600 via online rebate when you purchase and install a new heating and cooling system through the Home Depot. Call 1-800-HOME-DEPOT or visit homedepot.com/HVAC to get started. Valid on in-home sales between October 19th and November 15th. And installations completed and paid in full by December 15th.
When it comes to flying in state, door-to-door travel time can take longer than even driving. It can get pretty hectic. Von Lane is your solution. Von Lane is a new, unique way to travel in Texas. It's like your very own private jet, but on wheels. You'll get more than a bag of peanuts, too. Plush leather seats, leg rests, Wi-Fi, satellite TV, even an attendant on duty. All for typically less than half the cost of flying. Find out more at VonLane.com.
First-time passengers, type HORN in the promo code for $10 off your first trip.
Canandaigua's new newest radio station, 1310 WOKR.
So we are back with the Avanti Entrepreneur Show. I am Dave Amato, your host, and I'm here with Keith Williams today, who is a really, at this point, I'm going to call you a serial entrepreneur. You've had multiple businesses. And so I want to tell you, I want to just ask you, so you started Providium.
Correct.
Right. And that was your first company? That was your...
So we, when I left Guardian, we, Rich Bannister and I left and were bought into, purchased a company called Help. We were part owners of a company called Upstate Administrators out of Syracuse, New York. Okay. It was a third-party administration firm. So we owned that for a number of years and then sold that to actually MVP, who's the HMO locally.
Right,
so we sold that to them, and we spun out of there and became Providium Consulting, which we then owned for a little over a decade, and sold that to Arthur J. Gallagher, which is, they're the third largest insurance broker out of Chicago.
Yeah.
And that was about 9 years ago, and now we're I'm back at it with a good group of folks trying to do it again.
Right, and it's. I want to make sure I say this the right way because I'm bringing the Italian accent to it, but Consilarium.
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 Yep.
Yeah. So that is great. So what is it like? I mean, you're a sales guy at heart, right?
Correct.
I mean, you probably aren't in the office a lot. Are you out trying to bust doors open and meet people and network and build relationships? Yeah.
It's this is the in a business cycle, as you know. In the beginning, it's about business development. And, and so we're in the growth phase. So we're in that first phase of a new business where it's about getting our value platform and our services in line, building that mousetrap that customers in the marketplace will want to purchase, and meeting people, networking with people, old and new, to develop our business. So new business development. I couldn't be happier.
Yeah.
Because that's the time when you get to run. I'm out there connecting.
It's your drug of choice.
Huh? No doubt about it. It's why I love it. It's adrenaline to me.
Yeah.
It's nothing. It's just to compete. And there's some really tough competitors in our business that I respect. But, you know, they know when, you know, when we're involved, we're gonna go 15 rounds and we're going to try our hardest to unseat them. But so that's what we're doing now.
When they see you coming, they start to shake a little bit.
Oh, I don't know about that, but they're good people out there in the business, and we're very lucky to. Like I said again, the insurance part of it's not real sexy.
Yeah.
But competing and networking and strategizing and solving problems.
Yeah.
For our customers, and then getting to do it. And one of the things that I wanted to mention, all the businesses that I had been in before. The account executives and the service folks and the underwriting team, they were always employees of the firm.
Mm-hmm.
So with Consilarium, the folks that are here, this initial group of six of us are all in a equity position.
Yeah, a little skin in the game, everybody.
Bingo.
Yeah.
And I think that's great for everybody. I read, so one of the things I subscribe to is servant leadership.
Yep.
And servant leadership is where I shouldn't be coming into the business and saying, what can the business do for me? The exact opposite. What can I do for the business? And one of the things that we did is the fact that they are owners.
Yeah.
And I have Jen Graney as a partner, Amy Luft, Cheryl Chikansky, Joe Pecoraro, and Rich Bannister, along with two folks downstairs from Resource Financial Group, John Paganelli's firm, Mark Paganelli, and Dan James. So I'm the majority owner and the managing partner, but they have equity in the game, and that's good for our customers. Yeah. It's good for a lot of reasons. Number one, stability. They're in the game. They're most likely not going to go anywhere. They're not employees. They're younger than me. They're in their 40s, most of them. So there's a succession, a natural succession, because this business we don't plan to build and sell. This business we plan to build and run and just enjoy. You know, most days.
That's beautiful. And I love that you are, you've learned so much over the years, and now one of the great things you've learned is to, you know, get your team engaged even more is give them a piece of the action, right? So they're acting now like owners instead of employees, right?
You'd like this. So, Dave, they, so when we were sitting around talking about this, they said, well, Keith, you'll be the lead salesperson, which I am. And, you know, we'll do what we do, and, you know, we don't have to sell. I said, well, wait a minute. You're an owner of the business. We're all in sales.
Everyone's selling,
and you have to be comfortable with that. And if you can't sell your own company, we're in real trouble. And they're all getting more and more comfortable with that. One of the greatest things about this business is going to be able to watch them grow in different, so they're extending their comfort zone. And with the help of all of us, we're a team. We help each other. And I'm like a, it's re-energizing me because I've been in the sales game for 30 years and building businesses. So to be around that bright-eyed with their first close or winning a case, and then being there when we don't get that client, you know, that's the fun part of what I'm doing in this role.
Well, you know, we're talking about one of your mentors, John Paganelli, earlier. He's 82, and he's still working, still loving life.
Still gets excited.
Yeah, think about you when you're 82, just to see how this team is bringing the company to the next level, right?
Well, I don't know if they hope I'm here when I'm 82, but I hope to be here, and it's just with a zest for life. So one of the things that I've always admired about you, Dave, as I've got to know you, is I love to be around people that love life, and whether they're with their business associates or their neighbors or getting ready for a race. A marathon, I've watched you train for that. But really, it starts at home. And I think that people that have a strong family, it's so much easier to then go out and do what we do. Because the insurance game is not who I am. My most important role is a husband and as a father. That's my most important role.
That's the base, right?
That's the base. And then from there, I get to be a coach. I get to be a brother. I get to be a mentor. I get to do those things.
To be a friend.
Get to be a friend of people, and that's what, to me, that's what fills my tank.
That's beautiful. Well, speaking of friends, I would be remiss not to mention our mutual friend and how I met you. My favorite next door neighbors. Well, I actually have another set of next neighbors that are very nice, but I love. So Perry and Kathy Saraceno are my next door neighbors, and actually, I think you're the reason why they're here, right? Because of Guardian?
Correct.
Because Perry works for Guardian. You were at Guardian. And because he's a Pennsylvania guy as well.
And Perry and Kathy are dear, dear friends. They're like family. And their son, Nicholas, we love them. And so Perry and I met 30 years ago. He came out of the off the campus of Bloomsburg. I came out of West Virginia. We met at the regional office for Guardian. His career skyrocketed at the home office level, and he became a vice president. I got into the field and into sales, built Guardian's first office here in Rochester. Perry had some detours down at the home office level, and I said, you know, you'd be great in sales because he's a disciplined, competitive, smart young man. I said, you ought to move up here. When I knew I was going into my own thing, I said, you should come up and run the Guardian office. And he took a risk. Him and Kathy and their family jumped off the cliff. And I think it's worked out very well for him. You got a great neighbor. I got to be with my friend.
Yeah.
And
Kathy's a great cook. So
no doubt about it.
I got a great friend and cook.
Yep. Yep. They're salt of the earth people.
Yeah. Well, thanks for bringing them to Rochester. Well, we appreciate that.
Yeah, we love them.
So you use the word sales a lot, which I'm a salesman at heart too, and loving people. And it's very genuine with you and me. I don't think anybody would ever accuse us of faking it, right? And like, we truly love good people. And so, but what for, I want to get just some feedback from you on successful sales habits. So you're the king of sales, right? I mean, you're knocking down doors, you're building companies from scratch in a very competitive business, right? When you started Providium, I remember you knocked down some big doors in Rochester, right? Mm-hmm. And very impressive doors. And you're continuing to do it again with this new company. Mm-hmm. So if a sales guy starts here tomorrow,
yep.
What are some of the first things that you're going to coach him on to be a great salesperson?
Well, when I first got into sales, I thought the best salespeople were good talkers and good speakers. And what I learned the hard way and over many years is that the best salespeople are great listeners. And they're
what did you say?
Great.
I just get it. I got
see, <you. laughs> they're great listeners, which you are.
They've
learned if you're skilled, you know what questions to ask. And sometimes you'll find out when you're talking to a prospect that they're not a good prospect for you.
Yeah.
And that's okay too. So then you move. Let them find someone that's a better fit for them. So learning to ask the right probing questions to find the connection or not find the connection.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, and the customer will always tell you whether you have an opportunity or not if you're asking the right questions and listening. So it takes time and experience to do that. But what the customer will always want to know. A dear friend of mine, one of my first sales people when I first moved up here from Pennsylvania, I called on a gentleman, Arthur Kaufman. He was the Guardian General Agency. He ran the Guardian General Agency for individual life insurance. I'm a benefit guy. He did the individual life.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, Keith, one of the biggest pieces of advice I can give you as a new salesperson is when you come in, you have your brochure and proposal and all the things you want to talk about. Keep it in the bag. Put your briefcase down next to you and forget about you, mm-hmm. and forget about your products and your services, and ask the entrepreneur or the business person you're with about them, about their business, about their family.
Right.
It was so priceless, that information, because what that does is it starts a conversation where we could become friends, and I could become a valued friend and advisor, and that advice I've worked with, and I love it, because really, when I come into, and my customers would tell you this, when I come in to deliver a renewal on healthcare, I might spend 25% on the actual insurance piece of it, and then I'm talking 75% about their family, their business, and life in general. And so don't be transactional. Understand that this is not a sprint.
Yeah.
This is a marathon. If you're in the consultation business like we are, if you don't do it the right way, you will be found out, and you will. The only thing we have in sales, because I'm not inventing anything or manufacturing anything, I have one thing: my word and my integrity.
Yeah.
If I lose that, I'm in big trouble.
Yeah.
And so I protect that. And the way to protect that is do the right thing.
Right.
And if you do the right thing over a long period of time,
the compound effect of that will add up.
Like I always say to my children, whether you work for a company or not, you are your own business.
Yeah.
So I'm my own LLC. You're your own LLC. My son Ryan's his own. So you have to go into work like you're protecting your brand.
Right.
And what are you bringing to the table? And so I would just tell young sales folks that it's a long run. Take the long view. Be consultative, not transactional, and do things that your customers will value other than just the field you're in. You have a good book, or you see a good, connect people. You're one of the greatest things I love about you, Dave, is you're a connector.
Mm-hmm.
And people want to be connected with good people.
Yeah.
So, and you never know. I've met people If I had a nickel for every person I've met to talk about, can you help me get a job or can you help me talk about this? You never know how it comes back.
Yep.
But it always comes back.
Yeah, before you know it, that person is maybe the benefits manager at Wegmans, and wow.
So you just never know how it's going to come.
Well, I love what you're saying. You know, you started out with the advice of listening more than talking, right?
Correct.
And there's a couple of sayings about that. God gave you, two ears and one mouth, and please use them in that proportion. And that is, I think, rule number one for a good salesperson is be sincerely interested in the other person. I think it was Dale Carnegie. I forgot exactly who said it. I think it was Dale Carnegie that people don't care what you know until they know that you care.
Yeah.
Right? I love that. And it's so true. And you're right. Here's the insurance stuff, 25%. How's the family?
Yeah.
Right? When I came in here, the first thing you asked me, how's my daughter? Because she was in the hospital for appendix.
Right. That's what matters.
Yeah, and it touched my heart that was one of the first things that you asked me about, And then you introduced me to your team, right? And then we got down to business, right? Yeah. And that just shows that you're coming from a really, really good place of truly loving people, being genuine and authentic about wanting to just really treat people with love and respect first.
Yep.
And then, I can help you out in these ways too, And I have to say you're really, I can tell, and I know this from knowing you, a solid man of integrity. Mm. And, it's a little rare these days, unfortunately, right? I mean, a lot of stuff going on in today's world. Mm. There's a lot of shortcuts with people, right? Yeah. And I don't see you taking any shortcuts. I interviewed years ago for my magazine the founder of Kinko's, Paul Orfila, right? Mm. Very interesting guy. And he said something to me that really hit home. It's kind of funny, but kind of not. He said, integrity is like virginity. Once it's gone, right? Yeah, right. It only takes one time, right?
And we tell the kids on the field all the time, integrity is doing the right thing when no one's watching.
Right, yeah.
And that, again, comes back to all roads lead to family.
Yeah.
All roads lead to, a lot of our societal issues, I believe, and not to get into a political discourse, but start, I think, from the lack of solid family fundamentals and DNA, the values of what a family instills in their children, hard work, doing the right thing, helping other people.
Right.
And one of the things that I found, because the people that grab, take, they end up getting a lot of stuff and they're miserable.
Mm-hmm.
And the people that give of themselves and of their time and of their expertise, they tend to be the happiest people around. And I'm not perfect. I got a long way to go. I always want to learn. But I know that the secret to keep it is to give it.
Oh, I like that. That's a quote for you.
I've read that somewhere before.
All right. I was going to give you credit for that.
Yeah.
So Keith Williams, thank you so much. Very much appreciate it. Thank you for sharing your journey from Guardian, Providian, and now the Consularium Group. Keith, if people want to reach out and get in touch with you, whether just to learn from you, maybe do business with you, what's the best way?
Probably the best way to do would be to contact me by phone, instead of going through the website or email.
Yeah.
My phone number, if they would want to contact our firm, would be, I'd give my cell phone.
Yeah, wow.
585-747-7055. And I will guarantee I will be back to you in the day in which call you.
And listeners, I want a little disclosure on that, especially for the ladies. He is happily married for many, many years. So, it's got to be more of a professional phone call, okay?
Exactly. If my wife Michelle's listening.
Yes. Yeah. There you go. Hey, once again, thank you, Keith. Really appreciate it. Thank you, Avanti listeners. Appreciate you listening. Yep. And so one last thing is, if you or anybody think you'd be a good guest for my show, I'm looking for business movers, shakers, leaders, influencers in the Rochester area, please go to my or please email me, david@davidmamano.com, and I'd be happy to entertain that. Thanks again. Have a great rest of your day and stay awesome.
Innovative Talk Radio, 1310 WOKR.